Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Congressman Bobby Rush suggests he takes no joy from the penalties facing police officers found to have been lounging in his office while civil unrest was taking place outside. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports.
Congressman Bobby Rush says the police officers seen on video camping out inside his office while looting took place throughout the city last May were AWOL, absent without leave, as a shopping center nearby was looted. Some of those stores still have not reopened, he says. But at an unrelated event, he made clear he's not gloating over the suspensions and other punishments handed down. Police officers' families are affected too, he says.
These unfortunate decisions by them had a bearing on their own families and their own children who may not honor them in the way that they should be honored. So nobody wins, everybody suffers.
Mayor Lightfoot says what happened that night was unacceptable. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A new report sheds light on misconduct against City of Chicago workers during the last 3 months of 2020 involving paycheck scamming and sexual assault.
The Office of Inspector General says an elder protective investigator with the Department of Family and Support Services did not carry out duties that included visiting nursing and rehab facilities for more than a year and falsely reported making dozens of in-person, face-to-face visits at facilities. The investigator collected a city paycheck all that time, though, and now resigned. The OIG report says an animal care and control officer sexually assaulted two co-workers while off duty, and when the officer's supervisor found out, did not report it up the chain of command. The officer has been fired. The supervisor was given a suspension. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A cell phone store employee in Huntley has been found guilty of stealing sexual images from a customer's phone.
According to documents from the Kane County State's Attorney, 26-year-old Justin Devine was working at a Verizon store on Route 47 when he transferred five sexual images from a female customer's phone to his own. Devine admitted to Huntley police that the victim's accusations were true and that he transferred the images without permission. He waived his right to a jury trial, and a Kane County judge delivered a guilty verdict on January 15th for non-consensual dissemination of a sex image, which is a Class 4 felony. Devine is out on bail until a sentencing hearing, where he will face 1 to 3 years imprisonment or probation. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Indiana State Police say a Chicago man is dead, two others in serious condition, after the stolen Maserati they were in entered a ditch before going airborne into a utility pole. Happened before 1 a.m. yesterday on the I-65 exit ramp to Ridge Road in Gary. The man killed is identified as 28-year-old Walter Allen. Troopers say they also found two handguns. One of the guns was reported stolen in Georgia. Police say the Maserati they crashed in was reported stolen from Chicago in December of 2019. A man and woman were carjacked at gunpoint early today, a block from Mayor Lightfoot's home. Police say two males got out of a car and approached the pair, who were in their car, along the 2600 block of North St. Louis. The men then allegedly flashed a gun and demanded the pair get out of the car and hand over their cell phones. The robbers then fled in the victim's car. The couple was not hurt. Members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars plan to provide 175 smart TVs to the LaSalle Veterans Home. It recently had a deadly outbreak of COVID-19. They want residents to be able to keep in touch with loved ones.
Jay Davis is the commander of the Batavia VFW post and is the co-chair of the Smart TV campaign. He says buying and installing 175 smart TVs is an expensive project.
The TVs themselves are roughly $250 per TV. And then there's some ancillary costs, the brackets, the cabling, you know, depending on the distance from the resident's room to the head end.
Davis says the investment is worth it as it will greatly ease the isolation many residents of the LaSalle Veterans Home are facing because of COVID restrictions. Davis says anyone who wants to contribute to the project should visit the Batavia VFW Post's webpage, vfw1197.org. Again, that's vfw1197.org. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Joliet authorities are reporting the second drowning in as many days in the Des Plaines River. Last night, crews tried to pull a 39-year-old from the river before he submerged and did not resurface until 2 hours later. His name has not yet been released. Joliet's fire chief says another person jumped into the river Sunday. Crews resumed their search today for the body.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.